Okay, today we begin Perek Get Pashut, the last Perek of Maseches Bava Basra. It's been a long road, but here we are in the very last Perek of Maseches Bava Basra. Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Samech. Kuf Samech. Okay, Perek Get Pashut, just al derech hakdama, is not about Gittin. Get does not, as we're going to soon see, does not mean only Get, it means all Shtaros. It's about Shtaros in general. And included in the halachos, we're going to learn in Perek Get Pashut, we're going to learn about the difference between Shtaros Pshutim and Mekusharim, which is the subject of today's daf. We're going to learn about the dinim of Kiyum Shtaros. We're going to learn about mistakes and Stiros that are found within the Guf Ashtar, within a single Shtar. We're going to find the different types of Shtaros that a Sofer is allowed to write al pi the hora'a of one of the Balei Din, even without the permission of the other Balei Din, versus the types of shtaros that a sofer is only allowed to write if he's authorized by both Balei Din. We're going to learn about who from those who are signed on the shtar has to pay for the sofer, for the fees that the sofer charges for writing the shtar. We're going to learn about if part of the shtar has been paid off, and therefore the shtar has been given over to a shlish, what halachos and protocols need to be followed in that situation. We're going to learn about collecting the shtar shenimchak, a shtar that's been erased, a shtar that's written for a person who shares a name with somebody else in the city who has the same exact name as somebody else who lives in that same city. We're going to learn about being Morish Shtaros, someone who's Morish Shtaros and was Mitzave that one of them was Perua, but he never said which one was Perua. He never said which of the Shtaros was already paid up and therefore cannot be used to collect with again, but we just know that one of them was. And once we're discussing all of those Dinim of Shtaros, we're also going to discuss halachos relating to gvias chavos, to collecting chavos, such as collecting chavos from a cosigner and collecting from the chasim shabbatim, etc. So basically, it's all about, for the most part, all about shtaros. That's what the subject of this perek is. So let's get started. Perek et pashut, says the Mishnah. Get pashut, a regular plain old shtar, Eidav mitocho. The Eidim are signed inside the shtar, Mekushar Eidav me'achorav. But a get Mekushar, a shtar that is tied together, and we'll soon see what that means, is Eidav me'achorav, the Eidim sign on the back of the shtar, not on the inside of the shtar. Now, right off the bat, Rashbam says on the second line, V'kol shtaros kruyin get. Every shtar is really called a get. Tosos on the top as well. Kol shtar chov, kari get, k'da amar, get chov, shein bo achrayis, parak ha-gozal kama. And Tosos Rashbam also give examples of where we find that other shtaros are called a get also. That a get doesn't necessarily mean a get, it could mean any kind of shtar. Why do we mention, why are we learning Perek Get Pashut here? So Tosus goes on to say, Agav detana beperek misha meis, bekosif shtar shekosav kol nechasav bebrius, ubishchiv mira, tanahacha get pashut ta'iri b'shtaros. Since we mentioned that we learned in Perek Misha Meis, in the last Perek, in the ninth Perek of Maseches Bava Basra, about someone who writes a shtar, where he gives over all of his nechasim, both when he's healthy or when he's a shchiv mira. So once we're talking about writing over shtaros, so we discuss what makes a valid shtar, when a shtar is a kosher shtar, and all the halachos relating to shtaros. That's what it's doing over here. But the point that's made by both Rashbam and Tosos is that the word get does not necessarily mean get. The word get means shtar, right? It's yadua that people always say that the reason that get is called a get is that the letters gimel and tes in all of Tanakh never appear back to back to each other. And therefore, if we want to show something that divides, that's kores, beino leveina, that really causes a split between a husband and wife, we pick those two letters, get, gimel and tes. Now, the problem, of course, is, the point is, I think Tos Yontov points this out, that that would be great if the word get really always meant get isha. But it's not true. The word get means, as we see over here, it means all shtaros. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out in one of his svarim, in the Sefer Taimid Dekra in Parshas Kisetzei, that gimel and tes are not the only letters in the Hebrew language. That's why I was always taught it as an elementary school kid, that gimel and tes are the only letters in the Hebrew language that don't appear back to back in Tanakh. So you always just accept, okay, I'm not going to read through Tanakh and try to find every other combination. How many, combinations, there's so many combinations to look for with all the letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So you're not going to sit there looking through every one. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I guess, did or realized that there are other combinations that you never find back to back. You don't have Zayin and Tes. You don't have Zayin and Sati. You don't have Gimel and Chaf. There are a lot of combinations that you're not going to have back to back. So the other explanation that they give why Get is called a Get is that a Get has exactly 12 lines, and Gimel and Tes is Begematria 12. Now, obviously, all of these are only Ramazim anyway, because the real din of a Get, the real definition of the term Get, has nothing to do with is not limited. To get Isha. The real definition of the word get is all shtaros. So these are just Ramazim, these are nice ways to remember. It's unclear which came first in terms of the 12 lines rule, whether it's 12 lines because we call it a get, or it's called a get because it's 12 lines. Not 100% clear which one came first. It's a discussion in the Achronim, which one came first. But be that as it may, the word get should not be confused to refer only to a get Isha. We have Rashbam over here, we have Tosos over here, and basically the whole Perek. Perek is called Get Pashut, and it's not about Gittin, it's about Shtaros. So that's something to reorient ourselves, although our whole lives we're used to referring to a Get Isha as Get Stam, and the truth is a Mesechus Gittin, it does that as well, but that's because based on context, it's obvious that a Mesechus Gittin, when we talk about Hamevi Get Mimedina Siyam, right, it's obvious that we're talking about Get Isha. But when it's out of context, the Gemara and the Mishnayos try to be careful to define what kind of get we're talking about. And if it means get Isha, we'll say get Isha. If it means a shtar chov, we'll say get chov, right? But in context, the Maseches Gittin, we'll call it get stam. That's at least in terms of the way the Mishnayos and the Gemara spoke. Now the Rivash in the Tshuva and Simen Shin Dal says, yes, that's true B'lashon Chachamim. All shtaros are called get. But B'lashon B'nei Adam, only a get Isha is called get. And someone who takes a neder or a shvua or a tenai regarding any issue and he uses the term get, so by shavuos and nedarim, it's hakol halech achar lashon b'nei adam. Everything follows what people generally call something. So since people generally refer to a get isha as a get stam, when you're dealing in that realm, in the realm of nedarim and shavuos, says the rivash in the tshuva, so then clearly it refers to get isha, right? Get stam, b'lashon b'nei adam, there's no doubt, refers to a get isha. Now what is this idea of a get mekushar? How does one go about writing a get mekushar? So Rashbam gives an explanation. There are really 7 or 8 explanations in Rishonim. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Rashbam gives one explanation. Says Rashbam, mekushar edov me'achorav, kosev shita, you write a line of the get, of the shtar, umaniach chalak kishir shita ksuva. Then you leave a blank space, the same length as the amount of space that you had written. V'kofla lachalak, and you bend over the writing over the blank space, v'tofer, and you sew it together. V'acharkach kosev shita, then you write another line, umeniach shita chalak, and you leave another space that's blank, the same length as the same width and the same height as the line, v'kofla ala chalak, and you again fold it over, the writing over onto the blank space, v'tofer, and you sew it again, v'chein harbe k'dei mokom toref hashtar, and that's what you do for the entire space of the toref of the shtar. V'edim chasum mibachutz kin yishpir sham roi b'gemar, and the Gemara is going to explain that the edim sign on the back side of the shtar after you fold it over, where you fold it over and then sewed it, the edim are signing, which is really on the reverse side of the paper, it's just that it's folded over. And we have to be careful that there not be more folds and knots than there are edim. By each fold over, you need another aid. Because that would be called a get karach. That would be called a bald get if there were more folds than there were edim. That's only in regards to the toref of the shtar. But the tofis of the shtar, that's written normally like a get pashut, like a, in a get mekushar, and you get pashut, the tofes is written normally. V'zoa nikra lefneinu ha-pashut shebemekushar. And that's why in the Gemara we're going to have an expression of, we're going to discuss a pashut, a mekushar, and we're going to discuss a pashut shebemekushar. What does it mean, a pashut shebemekushar? Pashut shebemekushar means the part of a get mekushar that's written like a get pashut. What's the part of a get mekushar that's written like a get pashut? So that's the tofes. The tofes is written in a normal way. Even in a get mekushar, it's written in the normal way, directly straight out on one side of the sheet without skipping any lines. But again, this explanation of how the get mekushar was done is the explanation of the Rashbam. Not all Rishonim agree to this explanation. In fact, it's hard to find any Rishon that really, not any Rishon. The Aruch agrees, Rashi agrees, Rabbeinu Gershom agrees, but there are several major Rishonim that have different explanations of exactly how a Get Mekushar works. The Ramban writes that, very similar to the Rashbam, but he says that the Shura, the line that's left blank, that's used to fold over on and to cover the written line, is not as wide as a regular shura. It's a little less wide, so that you don't go in to add another line in that blank space after you finish. Because if you leave it just as big as the previous line, so that will give you space to add in details into the shtar, and it's very easy to be mezayif such a shtar. So you leave that blank line much smaller. So the notice, if you wanted to add anything in, it would be a noticeable change in font size, and that would be something that would be that would alert people that it's a mezuyif. So that's why when you leave a blank space, he agrees with the Rashbam in terms of how it's done, except when you leave that blank space should not be quite as big as the space that writing takes up. Also, Ramban and Tosos and the Ran and the Rush have a different pshat. They also say that they didn't leave a blank space at all. That the whole idea of Get Mekushar, leaving a blank space, is not true. Rather, they took two written lines and folded them over each other. Who says that a written line has to be folded over a blank space? No, adarabba. They would fold it over each other. And Tosos proves this. If you look in Tosos, well, we're not going to be able to understand the proof yet. We have to see a little bit right through the Mishnah. We'll see soon how Tosos proves this. The Rambam understands that a get mekushar is called a get mekushar because of the folds, that they would fold it over like a fan that was used to fan away flies or something, but not that they actually had any tefiros, not that they actually sewed anything or actually connected it and bound it together in any way. No, it's called the Get Mekushar simply based on the folds. And there are several other shittos in the Rishonim. There's a Raivid, Yad Rama, whatever, Seven Meiri, several other shittos in the Rishonim in terms of how Get Mekushar was done. But again, that's you can look around. You'll find several other shittos in the Rishonim. Let's stick with the Rashbam for now in terms of how it was done. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, second line of the Mishnah, if you have a get pashut that the edim signed on the back of the get pashut, or mekushar shekas v'edav mitocho, or you have a get mekushar where they sign on the same side of the paper that the ksav is on, shneim psulin, they're both going to be pasul, because that's not the way that shtar is supposed to be written. Says Rashbam, first wide line, shneim psulin shelo nasu ketikun chachamim. You didn't do it the way the chachamim wanted you to write that shtar, and if you don't do it ketikun chachamim, then it's totally invalid. Now, why is it totally invalid if you don't do it ketikun chachamim? So if the whole notion of shtaros is only a notion midrabanan, is only a concept midrabanan, so I understand. The rabbanan are the only ones that give koach to a shtar, so if they're going to give koach to a shtar, they're going to rob the shtar of that koach when you don't do it the right way. But if you hold that shtaros are daraisa, which we'll soon see is true, shtaros are daraisa, at the very least they get, we know, because of the sefer, right? The sefer krisos, it says in the Torah. So we do have a concept midaraisa of at least a get, probably shtarichov as well, but at least a get is daraisa. So because you don't do it the way the chum tell you to do it, so you're not going to be, it's going to be puzzled. The rabbanon have the ability to invalidate it because you didn't do it the way the rabbanon wanted you to do it. So the truth is, this is not at all a foreign concept to us. This is, we've discussed many, many times already in the past. This is the famous Tosus Masecha Sukkah Daf Gimel, Machlokas Tosus and the Ran over there, that there's Machlokas, if a person is Rosh of Veruba B'Sukkaso, V'Shulchan B'Socha Bayis, where there's Machlokas Sukkos B'Sham Beis Hillel, whether that's kosher, if you're sitting in your sukkah and your shulchan is in your house. Are we afraid Shami Yimashaych Achar Shulchano, that a person might end up wherever his shulchan ends up? Right? And the Gemara had such a lashon that Im Kena Sisa Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, that according to the Shita that it's possible, if you've done it that way, if you've sat with Rosh of Rubo B'Sukkasa V'Shulchan B'Sukkah Habayis, you were never Mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So Frek Tosfos, what do you mean l'kayam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? Everyone agrees that midoraisa it's kosher. The only issue is midrabanan, whether it's kosher midrabanan. Why would you say l'kayam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? So that's the discussion. Do we say l'kayam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha means l'kayam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha midoraisa midrabanan, but midoraisa you're kain mekayim, you were mekayim the mitzvah sukkah? Or do we say no? The Rabbanan have the ability to rob you even of a kiyum d'oraisa. The Rabbanan have the ability in the kalach to define how to do a din d'oraisa. And if you don't do that din d'oraisa the way the Rabbanan tell you to do it, then mele there's no kiyum mitzvah at all. There's it's an idea that Rabbi Kiva Eger made famous in a couple of places. The Kavod Kushyasa, the Chalkas Yoav in his Kuntros Kavod Kushyasa of 103 Kashas deals with this in toward the end. I think in question number Tzadi Tes, I think it is around there. This is a very famous concept. You have, for instance, Minchas Chinuch uses this to answer the famous kasha of the Dagul Mervava when it comes to Kiddush. Right, the Dagul Mervava asks, how could it be that a man davens in shul on Friday night and he's already yotzei kiddush bidvarim when he davens in the tefillah itself there are divrei shevach and kiddush of Shabbos, so he's already been mekayim his mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush. So how can he go and be motzi his wife in kiddush when he gets home if, according to the Rush, or at least one way of reading the Rush, it seems that there's no arvus by women? So if a man was already yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush and his wife is chayiv midaraisa in kiddush, how can he go and be motzi her in the mitzvah of kiddush? That's the kasha. That's the famous kasha of the Dagul Mervava. So Minchas Chinuch says, no, not a problem, because the Rabbanan have the right to tell you, when you daven, that's not the mitzvah of kiddush. We want you to do the mitzvah of kiddush b'makom su'uda. We want you to do the mitzvah of kiddush ala kos. And if you don't do it exactly the way we want you to do it, with the words we want you to do it, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush, not just midrabanan. You're not even yotzei midoraisa the mitzvah of kiddush. Right? So that's the ability that the chachamim have to uproot dinim da'oraisa, or to define how to be mekayim dinim da'oraisa. So it could be that's what's going on over here as well. Why is it possible if you don't do the shtar exactly the way the rabbanan tell you to do it? Because even though shtar may have tokef, may have strength, mida oraisa, the Rabbanan have the ability to define how to make a shtar mida oraisa. There's several, many, many, many applications of this rule, but now's not the time for it. If you look at Tosos, Pashut Shekas V'edav Me'achor of Pasol, Taimim Mishum Shema Ya'asenu Mekushar V'ya Shtar Muktam. The concern is, he says, that if it's a Pashut that has the Edom signed on the back of it, we're afraid you're going to make it into a Mekushar, and then it's going to be a Shtar Muktam. V'afil Lo Chasim Ikim Shnei Edom Gazri Shnei Matu Shlosha. Aye, but there's another difference between get Pashut and get Mekushar in terms of the number of Edom. A get Pashut only gets two Edom. A get Mekushar has to have a minimum of three Edom. So how can you say that if the Edom signed on the back, we're afraid you're going to make it into a get Mekushar, you only have two Edom? So he says, yeah, we're gozer Shnayim Atu Shlosha. But that's the general concern, that a get Pashut can't have Edom signed on the back. Fractosos Fimtom of Raloba Mekushar Yesh Chalak Ben Shita L'Shita. How could there be such a concern that you're going to turn a get pashut into a get mukushar? There's blank space in a get mukushar between the lines. Vimkein pashut shein bo chalak heichi asenu mukushar shloi bo chalak. How could you possibly ever take a get pashut that was written shura achar shura, line after line, and ever have a havamina of turning it into a get mukushar? You can't create blank space. Ah, so this, if you recall, this is Tosfos' raya that a get mukushar, unlike the Rashbam, Tosfos says a get mukushar did not have blank lines. When you folded it over, you folded over ksav al gabi ksav, you folded writing on top of writing. There were no blank lines in a get mukushar. Right? That's Tosfos 2 lines later. El vaday lo hayabo chalak. There was no blank space on a get mukushar. Right? And this is the raya, because why else would it be possible if you take a get pashut and put the edim on the reverse side, if not for the fact that we're concerned that you're going to make it into a get mekushar. Now, the other way to answer that question would be like, how does Rashbam answer that question? Well, the Rashbam will say, no, the reason it's possible is not a concern that you're going to make it into a get mekushar, but we saw the Rashbam said different. The reason it's possible is because you didn't do ketikul chachamim. And if you don't do ketikul chachamim, that alone is enough to passel. Okay, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Amar Mekusher Shekasvu Eidav Mitocho Kasher, that if you have a get Mekusher whose Eidim are signed inside where the writing is, that's going to be Kasher. Rabbi Shimon Yochel, that's also Pashut, because you could turn it into a get Pashut, and that's fine. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar Kol Kaminig HaMedina. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, everything follows the Minig HaMedina. What does that mean? So, we're going to see in the Gemara. Rashbam points out, the time of the Mekusher Mepharish B'Gemara. The Gemara will explain that, will explain what Kol Kaminig HaMedina means, and will also explain what the whole purpose of having get Mekusher in the first place is. Right, that also has so far been unexplained. Why not just write a shtar, the way you would write a normal shtar? Would you have to make it so fancy with the folds and the signings? It overcomplicates the matter. So the Gemara is going to explain what the purpose of Get Mekushar in the first place. Why bother even having a Get Mekushar? Okay, next halach of the Mishnah, and we mentioned this already, Get Pashut Eidav Pishnayim U'Mekushar B'Shlosha. Get Pashut has two Eidim, a Get Mekushar has three Eidim minimally. Pashut Shekasav Bo Eid Echad U'Mekushar Shekasav Bo Shnei Eidim Shnei Psulim. If you have a get pashut that has one aid, or a get mekusha that has two aidim signed on it, they're both going to be pasul. Now, the fact that get pashut is signed on one aid, that one aid signed on a get pashut is going to be pasul, so Rashbam points out, b'gemara parach pshita, the Gemara is going to ask, and it makes sense to ask, that's abundantly obvious. Obviously, one aid never accomplishes anything in terms of, can accomplish chiv shvua and other things, but one aid is not going to be enough to make a shtar valid. That's a dafer pashut. We really need our Mishnah to tell me that a regular shtar that has only one aid signed on it is possible. Of course, it's possible. The only chiddush is that a mekusha shekasav bo shnei aidim is possible. So if you're bothered by that kasha, Rashbam says, good, you should be bothered by that kasha. The Gemara is bothered by that kasha. You have to be patient, though. Wait till we get there, and the Gemara will deal with that kasha. In terms of why it is that Pashut that has the Eidim signed on the back is Pasul, so we pointed out the Rashbam's explanation is because it wasn't done Ketikun Chacham. We pointed out Tosfos's explanation is because of a concern that you're going to take the Get Pashut and turn it into a Get Mekushar. There is a different pshat as well. The Ramban writes that it's Pashut because the Chasimas HaEidim on the back of of a regular shtar is not made on that which is written on the reverse side of the shtar, meaning there's absolutely no value to such a chasima. When you sign, whenever you sign something, you're signing on whatever's written above, not what's written on the reverse side. So it has absolutely no value to such a chasima. In fact, the Ramban says that's a davar pashut, that if you were to put Eidav Me'achorav on a get pashut, that it's not going to work. You don't even need the Mishnah to teach me that din. You know what the Mishnah is really teaching me? The Mishnah is teaching me that, says Ramban, that if you have Eidim signed on both sides of the shtar, if you have a get pashut, Eidim signed on the side where there's writing, and Eidim signed on the side where there's no writing, even that's going to be considered pasul. That's going to be pasul because of a chashash that you're going to turn it into a mekushar, and people are going to mess up the zman that's written in it, which we'll see more about later in terms of the zman written in a pashut versus zman written in a mekushar, because generally when it came to mekusharim, they would first write the zman, the muuchar, from the real zman of the shtar. So we're afraid you're going to mess up the zman if you're able to turn it from a pashut into a mekushar. Plus, it's also possible because maybe there was a kapeda of the Bali Din. Maybe the Bali Din wanted Dafka, the shtar, to be a shtar pashut. And if we give you the ability to have Eidim on both sides, where you're going to now be able to turn that shtar pashut into a get mekushar, so that could be a problem because the Bali Din might have been makbid that they Dafka don't want it that way. Now, the Mukayosi discusses, now, what about Bizman Hazeh? If you have a shtar, get a shtar mekushar. We don't generally do shtaros mekushar, so it could be that that the Bali Din never had a havamina that you shouldn't make it a Mekushar. So maybe there wouldn't be such a concern nowadays. If the concern is only that the Bali Din are Makbid, maybe there's no such Akpada, because no one ever does a Get Mekushar anymore. So maybe there would be no such Akpada to not make it a Mekushar, and therefore no reason to passel such a Shtar. So that's 2 days in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. Whether Bizman Hazeh would still be passel if it's Edom Ayachorov. It really depends on the reason that you hold that Edom Ayachorov is really a problem in a Get Pashut. Okay, fine. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know this? How do I know what? So says Rashbam, how do I know the very concept that there are two different types of shtaros, that there's something called the Get Pashut, and there's something called the Get Mekushar, meaning we're assuming there's going to be a pasuk that's going to demonstrate it. So we're looking for Psukim to demonstrate this idea of Get Pashut versus Get Mekushar. So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities of how we know that there's two different types of shtaros. Number one, Amar Rabbi Chanina Damar Kra, Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Sados Bakesef Yiknu V'chasov Basefer V'chasom V'ha'ed Eidim. And we're going to darshan each phrase in that Pasuk. Sados Bakesef Yiknu V'chasov V'sefer, that first phrase refers to Zeh Pashut. That's referring to a regular shtar, a regular Get Pashut. V'chasom Zeh Mekushar. When it then adds the word v'chasom, that's a reference to a different type of shtar, to a Get Mekushar. And then we go on to say v'aid shnayim. Then when it says v'ha'aid, that's a reference to the requirement of having two edim signed on a shtar. Where do you see two edim over there? It just says v'aid. So Rabbeinu Gershom, the Rashbam, they all point out that it's the word ha'aid means shnei edim, even though it's said b'loshon yachid. The klal is in the beginning of Masechus Sota that kol makom that it says aid, anytime it says the word aid, unless it specifies, it always means shnei edim. When the Torah wants to say something about a single aid, the Torah will always use the term aid echad. But just stam, the word aid always means shnei edim, right? Ve aid ein ba is the basis of the discussion in Masechus Sota about a woman, about a sota, right? Ve aid ein ba. There's no edim that she did anything with the man. So we said aid ein ba means there are no two edim, but aid echad yesh ba, right? So aid always means shnei edim. So that's what we darshan. Va'aid refers to two edim. Edim, and then it says va'aid edim. It says the word edim, shlosha, refers to three edim. So you need three edim on a shtar. How could it be that there's a requirement for two edim on a shtar and a requirement for three edim on a shtar? Isn't that self-contradictory? So it says Gemara, shnayim lepashut, shlosha lemekushar. No, it's not contradictory at all. There are two types of shtaros. Shtar pashut requires two edim. A get mekushar, shtar mekushar, requires three edim. Ve'epachana, maybe it's the reverse. Maybe a get mekushar only needs two, and a get pashut needs three. No, mitoch shenisraba b'ksharav, nisraba be'edav. Says the Gemara, it's mistaver that the shtar that has more ties in it will require more edim as well. Why? Says Rashbam, mitoch shenisraba b'ksharav. Since the Torah is so makbid, the Tanakh is so makbid to be matriachas and to make all these knots in it, so it's mistaver that on the type of shtar that we already have a chumrah, we'll add an extra chumrah of more edim. But that's where we're going to apply the chumrah of more edim, dafka on a shtar that we're already being machmir about. So it's more mistaver that the shtar that we're being machmir by having all these ksharim, we're going to be machmir and require more edim. But that's the first drasha. First drasha is from the fact that it has different phrases in that pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The chasom refers to a second type of shtar, and that is shtar mekushar. Second possible source, Rafram Amar Rehacha. Rafram says we have from the following pasuk. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu as well, Ve'akach es sefer hamikna es hechasum hamitzvah v'hachukim ve'es hagaloi. That's the pasuk. So again, we darshan each phrase. Ve'akach es sefer hamikna zeh pashut. Ve'akach es sefer hamikna, that's a reference to a regular shtar, a get pashut. Es hechasum ze mekushar. We refer to es hechasum, that's a reference to a get mekushar. Ve es hagaloi ze pashut shebe mekushar. And es hagaloi refers to the pashut shebe mekushar. What does pashut shebe mekushar mean? So Rashbam already explained the Namad Aleph, that pashut shebe mekushar refers to the toface, because the toface of a get mekushar is written like a get pashut. It's only the toref that's written differently than a get pashut. The toface of a get mekushar is written exactly like a get pashut. pashut. Hamitzvah v'achukim elu dvarim shebein pashut l'mekushar. And what does mitzvah v'chukim refer to? Well, that's the protocol of how to write a get mekushar, that we write a get mekushar differently than we write a get pashut, that there are certain fundamental differences in the style of writing, in the rules, in the protocols of writing a get mekushar and writing a get pashut. Haketzad, what are those fundamental differences? Well, for instance, ze eid of shnayim v'ze eid of shlosha. A get pashut has a minimum of two eidim sign on it. A get mekushar, you have a minimum of three eidim. Number two, ze eid of mitocho v'ze eid of me'achorav. A get pashut, the eidim sign inside, on the same side where all the writing is. A get mekushar, the eidim sign on the reverse side of where all the writing is, because you fold it over, and the eidim sign on the fold, which will turn out to be the reverse side of where all the writing is, meaning it's folded over like an accordion. If you keep folding it over, then it would mean that there was writing on the back also. But no, all the writing's on the same side of the page, and it keeps getting folded over like an accordion. But the signatures are actually on the reverse side, because as you fold it over, they sign where it's been folded over. So it says, how do I know that a get mekushar requires three eidim and not two, and a get pashut requires two and not three? Mitokshan nisrab b'ksharb, nisrab be'edav. Once we know that a certain type of shtar needs two and another type of shtar needs three, so it's mustaver that the shtar that has more kesharim needs more eidim, like we said before as well. Number three, third possible source of how we know that there are two distinct types of shtaros. Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar Mehacha. Rami Bar Yecheskel says we learn it from here. Al pishnayim edim al pishlosha edim yakum davar. Pasuk says al pishnayim edim, and now we go to pasuk in Chumash. Right? It says al pishnayim edim al pishlosha edim yakum davar. Im teskayim edusam bishnayim lam apir lecha bishlosha. Wait, if shnayim edim, if two edim is good enough, why would the Chumash then have to say yeah, and three edim is good too? Of course three Edim is good. If two Edim is even good enough, of course three Edim is going to be good. So Lomar L'chatz to tell you, Shnayim L'pashut Shlosh L'mekushar, no, it's to tell you that sometimes the minimum is two, and sometimes the minimum Edim you need in a shtar is three. When it comes to get pashut, a plain old shtar, so then the minimum Edim you need is two. The minimum amount of Edim is two. When it comes to shtar mekushar, the minimum amount of Edim that you need is going to be three. So that's why it says Shnayim or Shlosha. Shnayim for a Pashut, Shlosha for a Mekushar. Ve'ipachanam, maybe it means Shnayim for a Mekushar, Shlosha for a Pashut. So again, the same answer. Mitokshan Nisrab B'Kshar, Nisrab Ve'edav. No, once we know that a certain type of shtar needs two, and a certain type of shtar needs three, and we know that there's something called the Get Pashut, and something called the Get Mekushar, it's most mistaver that the Get Mekushar, which we are already being so machmir about, should be the one that requires three Edim, and the Get Pashut, which we're not being so machmir bit about, it's just written in a normal way, and it's not such a tircha, should be the one that only requires two edim. So it says, so three possible sources in psukim to tell us that there's an idea of a shtar pashut versus a shtar mekushar, two distinct types of shtaros. Frek the Gemara, all in one fell swoop, we're going to wipe in the next three lines, five lines, we're going to wipe them all out, all three sources. Vahani lahach yudasu! What, you think these three psukim are coming to teach us shtar pashut versus shtar mekushar? No! Kol chav v'chad l'milsei yudasa! Each of these psukim teaches us something local to those psukim, that those psukim are trying to express. Nothing broad about a get pashut versus a get mekushar. L'chidetanya, like we have in the Braisa, sadas b'kesef yiknu v'kasu b'sefer v'chasom, the first pasuk we quoted. You know what that's teaching me? That Yirmiyahu had a good idea. He told people to write shtaros, write deeds on their property, because they're going to be back in a number of years and they're going to want their properties back. So before you go into Galus, write a deed on the property so that you'll be able to get it back when you come back. It was an Eitz Tova. It wasn't telling us dinim of shtaros. He was just saying, I would suggest, and we already had that early in the Masechta of Basra. Well, you think when he said to put it in a shard of pottery, that's also a din, that a shtar has to be stored in a shard of pottery? No! He was telling them good advice. He says, if you want my advice on what to do to make sure you don't lose all this land, write a shtar. So this has nothing to do with halachos. It has to do with Eitz Tova. Second pasuk, ve'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikne, hach yav ha-maisa. Ve'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikne is just, that was just the story that happened. It wasn't a halacha that was being taught. And then al pishnayim edim al pishlosha edim, the third pasuk that we quoted, That's not teaching me that you have a get pashut that requires only two edim and a get makusha requires three. No, that's teaching me a different thing. The fact that we mentioned three edim, lahakish shlosha l'shnayim, that teaches me that three edim is like two edim. Biplukta the Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan, which Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan discuss in Maseches Makos, in what way three edim is like two edim. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but if I'm not mistaken, it's in regards to hazama, right, which much of Maseches Makos is about, that when you want to be mazim Edim, that just like when you mazim two Edim, it's Adshi Azumas Kulan, you need to make them, in order for to do Kasher Zamam, you need to turn both of the Edim into Edim Zamamin. So too, if there was a set of three Edim, and you want to do Kasher Zamam, it's Adshi Azumas Kulan, you need to do Kasher Zamam on all three Edim. That's one... That's one shita. I forget whether that's Rabbi Kiva the Rabbanan or the Rabbanan. The other shita is that just like three edim could be mazim two edim, so two edim could be mazim three edim. That you don't need a matching number of edim in order to be mazim the group. But that's why it says al pishnayim edim al pishlosha edim. Right? It's not to teach me anything about a get pashut, get makushar. So right there, boom, one fell swoop, we knock them all out. All the three psukim that we quoted to teach us this idea that there are two types of shtaros. There's something called the get pashut, something called the get makushar. Nothing. We have no psukim to teach it to us. So where do we know the idea that there's a difference between a get pashut and get makushar? Ella makushar midrabanan ukrayis machta bialma. No, the whole idea of a get makushar is only a din drabanan. The psukim we quote are only in asmachta. In Achanami, we don't learn any drashas from these psukim. They're purely in asmachta, right? But the real din is a din drabanan. Whoa, a din drabanan! The rabbanan were so creative to come up with such a din of folding over a shtar and signing at each fold and tying it together and sewing it. Why overcomplicate the process of shtaros? So the Gemara says, "V'taima ma'ita kin rabbanan makushar." It's great to say that it's a din drabanan. Why would they do something like that? Why would they make such a takana of makushar? So Astra Dekani Havli, the Gemara explains, because they made this takana initially in a place where there were a lot of kohanim living, vavukapti tuva, and the kohanim in that neighborhood were easily angered. They were people who lost their cool very quickly. And whenever they got upset at their wives, they divorced their wives. Now, a regular guy divorces his wife, a non-Kohen divorces his wife, so it's sad, but it's not the end of the world, because once he cools down and he realizes, what in the world did I just do? He'll remarry her, if she's willing to remarry him, right? But a Kohen divorces his wife, he's done. There's nothing you could do. You can't take her back. So the Avdi Rabbanan Takantus, so the Rabbanan made a Takana, the Hachi V'Hachi Mias V'Datai, the Rabbanan made a Takana to complicate the writing of a get. They made a takana to make it more difficult to write a get, more time-consuming to write a get, because the number one antidote to kas is time. Person gets angry, normally when you gain a little more perspective and you just spend a little more time before you express that anger or you do anything based on that anger, the anger will subside. Anger typically comes in the moment, right? That's what the Balei Musar say, that a person, that there were great tzaddikim, who every time they would get angry would say, okay, I'm going to express my anger in 5 minutes. Or the kas jacket, right? One of the gedolim of tzaddikim had a kas jacket, that every time he would get angry, he'd say, I'm not allowed to get angry until I put on my kas jacket. Where did he keep his kas jacket? All the way up in the attic somewhere, behind three boxes, you know, stored away. By the time he got to the kas jacket, he wasn't angry anymore, right? That's the number one antidote to being angry, is giving time. So the Rabbanan knew that. So what do? They made it so difficult to write a get for these Kohanim that there had to be time involved so that their anger would subside. So says Gemara, Hatenach Gitin, Shtaros Ma'ekel Mimra. That's great for a get. What about regular Shtaros? So answers the Gemara, Kadesh Lot Tachalik Ben Gitin L'Shtaros. Meaning, why do we have to add extra time into writing regular Shtaros? Says, yeah, in a chinami, you don't really need to add extra time into writing regular Shtaros. The Rabbanan did it so that we shouldn't distinguish between Gitin and other Shtaros, that there shouldn't be a chilik between Gitin and other Shtaros, because if we're going to have other Shtaros written in the Pashut way, so then people will come to write Gittin that way as well. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says, Ilav di shtarichov makushar, asi she'enichu lasos gam Gittin. If we don't make shtarichov makushar, people aren't going to make their Gittin makushar either, and then they will have accomplished nothing with their takana. That's one day in Tosa. The other day in Tosa is the first day. Tosa says, Shem tipasalna bishtaros, asi the misalaf begittin. That if they don't allow shtaros to be written in a makushar style, then people will come to pasal Gittin written that are written in a Mekusha style as well. That if they were to pass shtaros written in a Mekusha style, they're going to pass, end up passing gittin written in the Mekusha style as well. Now, what's the fractosis? Wait a second. If that's the whole pshat, so he says, "Uperish kama ein lahachos mishtaros shanu poslin be'ed kuti v'gittin machshirin." What do you mean? There are things about shtaros that we passel that we don't passel with a get. An eid kuti we passel in regular shtar, we don't passel with a get. Where's the gezerah? Why don't we go there gittin not to shtaros? Why don't we go there that if you're gonna allow someone to get away with a get with an eid kuti in a get, and then you're gonna allow in shar shtaros as well. He says no. The hasam hainu taimim shum de ein edei aget chosmin ze below ze, because the way edim sign on a get is fundamentally different than the way edim sign on a shtar. The way edim sign on a get is you always need both of them together. You can't have one guy sign without the other. Whereas opposed to a shtar, one aid can sign without the other. So the concern of an aid kuti, we would passel an aid kuti by a regular shtar, not by a get, because by a get the two guys would always be signing together. By a shtar, one guy is going to be signing without the other guy. Now, just another important ha'ara, Tosos on the top, Tikna Rabban Makushar, Tosos points out that this man azeh, Kohen is Megarish's wife, does he still need to do get Makushar? We don't do anything Makushar anymore. In the times of the Rishonim, why was there an 8-way Machlokes Rishonim, how to do get Makushar? Because no one knew how to do it anymore. It wasn't in use anymore. So if it's not in use anymore, wait a second, Rabban made a takana that a Kohen has to use a get Makushar to divorce his wife. Well, Bisman is that we don't have the knowledge of how to do a get Makushar. So how's a Kohen ever allowed to divorce his wife? Major problem Tosus raises. So he says, "Misafklam bezmanazek shkoy megarish ishto imsarich chas mekushar ki mitoch atakana mashma shein legarish kiyum bemekushar achlofi sheinon bekiyin bo betov nachon yoser la asoso pashut shu kal yoser." He says, "But since we don't know how to do it, so we just make a get pashut inami lo takin rabban kiyum baosam makom." Or it could be the whole takan of making a get mekushar was dafka only in that place. Vriha yomer de takin rabban mekushar. And the Rishi says no, it was never a chiyuv for a kohen to use a get mekushar. It was an etzah tova that they advised all kohanim to megarish with a get mekushar, just so that they could be absolutely sure that they want to divorce their wives. But it wasn't an absolute chiyuv, and that's why bizman is when a kohen gets divorced, we just do a regular get. We don't do a get mekushar. The idea of kohanim being easy to anger is also something that comes up in several sugyas and shas. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. We'll stop here. We got a daven now.